We on Daf Chav Talad Amad Beis Ha'aymer Eine Oiver Lifnei HaTeva. The Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. If someone says that he does not want to daven for the Amid, he asks them to daven for the Amid. He says Eine Oiver Lifnei HaTeva Mitzvuyim, because I'm wearing colored clothing. So Av Belevonim Lo Yavir. So then we will not permit him to daven even with white clothing. Now what is this inyan? So Rashi says, Afulavonim lo yaver, taima meforish b'gemara, so we'll wait to the Gemara. If he'll say the same thing, b'sandal eini oiver, that he's wearing a sandal and that is why he does not want to daven for the omit, af yachav lo yaver. So even he wants to daven when he's barefoot. He feels that it's a mokim kodesh. Shal nalecha mi'al raglecha. So he holds to daven for the yomad is a mokim kodesh. So you have to go and take off your sandalim. We will not let him daven without shoes, even though then he wants to daven. Ha'oyse tfilosay agule. A person will make his tefillin round. Sakone. It's a sakone ve'ein bo mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Ha'isa tefilosoi agula. Tefillin sheberoishoi agula. It is round. Kebeye ke'ego is like an egg, like a walnut. Sakone. It's a sakone. So Rashi says, Shaloi tikoneis l'roishai. It shouldn't puncture his head. Now, how does it puncture the head? So Rabbi Nachananel says, Pomim shenoifol alponov v'rachum v'chanun v'yiratze tzu moichai. It's very difficult to figure out tefillin's noifol alponov, so how did the tefillin... He's neifel alpono, but the tefillin are begoyve sheberoish. That's something like kido, that more or less he's neifel alpono is a bit difficult to understand. The Ran says, mokaim anachosom mokaim rofo varach sheberoish. The proper place where the tefillin should be put, Baroishoi, is a soft spot. That's the Mokim Shetinik Shel Moichai Shel Tinik Reifefes. Is Chsakone Shel Yaziku Leroish Mitnei Doichekon. I think he means that if you have a round tefillin, so he's tightening the tefillin, he's mahadik the tefillin, so it could be since that mokim is softish still, so memele, it might make damage over there. That's the sakone. Rashi in Menoche says, Kshayichnois bepesach v'yake roishay baskoife shlayichnesu hatfillin beroishay. He might bang his head walking through a short door, a low door, and again, since there's no level base for the tefillin, it's round, it could be the sharp side of the tefillin are facing his head, so it might, so it's a sakone. Ve'ein bo mitzvah, now another din, there's no mitzvah, the merubo is be'inam. It's not a mitzvah, it's a sakone. Nosno al mitzchoi, what if he put the tefillin al mitzchoi on his forehead? Oy al pas yodoi, or he put the tefillin on his palm, not on the muscle of the arm. Hareze derech haminus. So this is minus. What does Rashi say? Nosno al mitzchoi shal roish. The shalroi she put on the forehead. Vishal yad al pas yodoi. He put the tefillin shal yad on his palm. הרי זה דרך המינוס שמבסים מדרש חכמים, ומבסר דדרש את החכמים הד, והולכן אחר המשמע כמשמון בין עיניך ממש. It says, boilet it off is bein einecha. So if it's between the eyes, so he puts it on the metzach, and the end chelik of the tefillin are bein einecha. Bal yodecha mamish. Rabbi Seinu dorshu b'menochis, b'gzei reshove bein einecha. It says, so just like that, it's Mokim Gidol Seyo. See, it's also Mokim Gidol Seyo. I once heard a psavot, someone says, maybe it's Bederach. Chidud. Chocham Einav Bereisho Iksil Bachoyshe Choylech. So, Chocham Einav, the Bein Einecho, is Bereisho. He knows that it means you learn how to say a kolcha bein einechos. It means the roish. It does not mean the forehead. Uksil, but uksil that doesn't dashank this b'choyshe chaylech. So the tefillin of amish between his eyes. So he goes b'choyshes because the tefillin blocks his vision. That's what someone said. The derech chidud. About al kaponim, amish calls him a little bit worse than uksil. He's amin that he's mevaze the droshes chazal. Now ba'al the shemoyche shotine kroyfes ba'al yodecho. So Chazal say that we learn that tefillin shel yad from tefillin shel roish, just like tefillin shel roish is begoiva sheberoish, is tefillin shel yad is also the goiva hayad ki boires. So that's the chelik of the muscle that's by the arm. If a person is mevazed roshes chazal, and he says the posik kifi pshutoi, so he's amin, areizu derech aminis. Tzipon zohov, if he covered the parshiyes with zohov, instead of oir, instead of leather, he made batim out of zohar. Or, v'nosna al beis unkeli shaloi, or he put the tefillin on his sleeve. Harei ze derech hachitzoinim. So then this person, we'll see, is not a mean. He's a little less than a mean. Harei ze derech hachitzoinim. What does Rashi say? Albeis unkeli, albeis yad levushoi mi bachutz. He's putting it on his sleeve. It's not covered by his sleeve, it's over the sleeve. Harei ze derech chitzoinim, bnei odom ahilchem achrei datom. They go after their own das, chutz midas chachomim. The beinon lechalois v'loy lacherim lois. It should not be on top of the sleeve. It should be under the sleeve. The sleeve should cover the tefillin, because the pasuk says lechalois v'loy lacherim lois. Now the Ran says as follows. It's very interesting. The lashon haMishnah. The Mishnah says if a person does not put it in the right place, areizu derech aminis, so that's his amin. Here, nosla beis unkeli shaloi, areizu derech hachitzoinim. This is not minis, this is chitzoinim. So the Ran says, korev lamin, this is close to amin, avol min gomu loy have. This is not a true mean. The holoi oka gzeire shove, he's not oike the gzeire shove, the minicha bimokim akibayris, because he put it on the muscle, so that means even though yotchov could very easily mean the palm of the hand, but he does gzeire shove, you learn out, does gzeire shove, and you learn out, the tulun shayatum, tulun shayroish, Just like we're told Shalosh is Begoyva HaRosh, that's when Shiyad is Begoyva HaYad. He did learn the Gzeirah Shavim. V'kan Kivin Shehen La'ois Sovel Shaloi Sheyiru Akel Hitz as Voyelach Alois. So he thinks that everyone should see, so he's putting it over the sleeve. Now, I think Pshat and Daran is as follows. The first case, then, when he ignores the Gzeirish of it, so he's Kaifer and Teirish Shebal Peh. Daran says that. She'enei Mamin B'Teirish Shebal Peh. We hear about Teirish Shebal Peh, which tells us, which explains us how we should learn Teirish HaBiksav. Niskaifa. Niskaifa b'Teirish HaBalpeh. So that's Amin. The Teirish of it. Niskaifa b'Teirish HaBalpeh. Over here, Pshat is, here we're going with how to learn Chumash. Sichel is a Teirish of it. He puts it on the muscle. No shayla about it. Teirish HaBarosh. But now, how do you darshan b'hoye l'cholois? Look, Chazal Darshan, Boye Lecho Lois, it should be for yourself a nois, or Leilacherim Lois. That's how they, he Darshan, the Ran says, Kivin Shein Lois, Sova Sheroi Sheiru Akel, he'll Darshan different. Boye Lecho Lois, it's mutal on you to see that it should be a nois, so put it over your sleeve. So he's Chaylik with Chazal, how to learn Chumash, this is not, this is not, he's makrish teirish ebal peh. There's a halach l'moishim misina, gzeirish shovach. I mean, cholakovit, he's a mamin in that. That's, he puts it on the kibbeiris. But how you're being medayik the posik, no, I also know how to learn chumash. I learned different pshat and posik. So that showed, it's hoichem ache daitom chutz midas chachomim. This is not a kaifer in Teirish HaBal Peh, but his das is chutz midas chachomim. That's why it's called derech. That's why it's called derech achitzayne. Now let us go a little further. Tzipon zo, another case. Namiksiv lamantiya teres Hashem beficha sheyakel mi behema teira. That the batim should be from a behema teira teres Hashem beficha sheyakel mi behema teira. Now the Rabbi Kivega asks Akasha on this Rashi that it says lamantiya teres Hashem beficha muta beficha. It should be Teres Hashem Beficha, that the Teres Hashem, the Oishin, which is written on the Shal Roish, should be written on Adover Hamuta Beficha. So Rabbi Kivege asks, so this is Mamayit Oir Behemet Meya. It's Hamuta Beficha. But why is it Mamayit Zov? Zov is Muta Beficha. And Rabbi Kivege brings a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that we learned that it has to be from leather, halacha l'maisha misina. So that's why if one makes golden bottom, it's no good. It's halacha l'maisha misina. So forget what Peg says, that he understands. But this Rashi doesn't understand. That's from Kevega Zakash. That's the Chmir, that Rashi B'davke had to say this pshat in our Mishneh. Ran also says this pshat. Because if we would say that what one needs batim shal oir is alocha l'moishe misinai, so he fits, and so he's kaifer and alocha l'moishe misinai. So he's a mean. He's not a derech yitzayinim. He's a mean. Therefore, Rashi said this droshe and fakert. He held like Abba Kivega. It has to be Mutta Beficha. Gold is Mutta Beficha. That's what he held. Chazal Mistam Darshan, that It seems it's a mean that is a mol osa beficha, muta beficha, so it means oil. It means leather, because fakert, this should be a muta beficha dike. So weiss tois, that Chazal darshened differently. That it's a, this leather that is some that are muta and some that is not muta. If it's gold, it doesn't fall into the category. So al kaponim darshim, that's why Rashi said what Rashi said, because if it would be Allah l'mayishim yisina, he would be a mean, not reza derech hachitzoinim. Now, why is it no good al unkeli, abeis unkeli shaloi? So Rashi brought down, because it says, Bahoya lochalois, v'loi lacherim lois. So the Rashi is ma'ire rakashe lochere, there's another problem. It's a chetzitze. That means if he's putting it on his sleeve, so it's not al yotcho. So the Rashi brings a ray from our Gemara and Chedushi Rashi, that if a person would put tefillin shabaroish on his kapul, he's also b'yotze. There's no psul of, this is al yotcha. It's called al yotcha. There's something that's chaytze to be true, that's also called al yotcha. This is how the Raj brings the Raya, because the whole psul is only out l'chol lois v'loi l'acherim lois. Let us see Taisvis. Sakone ve'ein ba mitzveh. So, the perish abeinu tam b'shas ha-sakone yochel istaken behem lo itogin olav ha-mitzveh b'lo yeyosa lo ineis k'moy l'alishe bal ha-knofay. The Gemara relates in Masechta Shabbos that there was once a gzeirim that they were not allowed to wear tefillin, and there was a Zagzeire Hamur, if not, they would get killed. And Elisha Balknafayim wore tefillin. And they saw him. He was wearing outside the tefillin. They started chasing him and they caught him. He took off the tefillin and he said, they asked what he's having, what he has in his hands. So he said he had kanfe yoyne. He had feathers of a yoyne. He opened up his hands and there were feathers from a yoyne. So there we see there was a ness that occurred to Elisha in the schus of the mitzvah of tefillin. If a person wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, so it seems the obstacles are taken away from him. So the Baruch Hu will make a ness that he'll be able to be mekayim. So the Mishnah is telling us that if a person will wear tefillin agulim, so then if there'll be a gzeire, if there'll be a gzeire that one should not wear tefillin, leitogin olav hamitzvah, and yochel istakin b'hem. It's very unclear what the chiddush is. Maybe, perhaps, the chiddush is that as follows, that let's say if Rachman and Atzlan there was a gzeire not allowed to wear tefillin. So a person will go and put on tefillin agulim. He knows he's not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, but the union of tefillin, the mechuvan of tefillin, the parshias, whatever tefillin means, he'll do. And maybe al tzecher, maybe it shouldn't be never the mitzvah of tefillin. So I want to go and put on tefillin agulim. He put kosher a parshis. The batim are not good. Fakertim, perhaps he'll think that he'll get away. That means the goyzrei agzeire want that to take away from Klal Yisrael not only the kiyum mitzvah. They want to take away the mechuvin of the mitzvah. That one is mekusha to the Rabbeinu Shlom or whatever. His Meshabed, his Moyach, and his Yodayim to the Parshis, what it says in the Parshis of Tum, so he'll do the same thing. He'll be Posel Abatim. So it could be the Tosis is telling us that not only you're not be mekayim a mitzvah, you won't be nitzel. If there'll be such a gzeide, so you'll come and start thinking, this is not tefillin. You see, this is, it's round tefillin. Tefillin, you're showing shachadoch, there has to be square. No. B'shas is a kona yochel istakin ben. This won't help you. That means that the mitzvah is megan, but if you don't have a mitzvah, you'll start handling with a goy, you need a ribu, you don't need a ribu, it won't help you in any way. So don't try to make them that way to think you're accomplishing something. B'shas asakona, don't do that. Because the mitzvah is megan. If you're not doing the mitzvah, you're biter in a sakona. Perhaps that's pshat and taisvah. My time chashin and shemba minois nizrika boy. Now I hear here on the Hagon Rashi, koimrim talmida yishoi hanoitzri makpidim bekach. Behold, you have to wear white clothing. You have to be a white collar worker when you're being mispalo. So memela, so that's minus. The Malbim says something very interesting. The Malbim says, Iker halavush ba'odom shetzorich li yisno, that were the one should have a nice levush, hu gufoi, sheyulbash boyes haneshome. The guf is the levush to the neshome. The pasuk says, Eru bosa talbisheini. That's a levush. Avol halavush sheyalbish es gufoi, but the levush, he covers the guf. So he is rak sholim k'tei lechasoisei, just has to be covered properly. But if it's a nice, to be makpid on this levush, on this superficial levush, v'muay neroitze lavel lefnei ateve, machma shebgodiv tzvuim, that means, The ikel levush ta'iru bosa talbisheini, that I'm not worried about. But my shirt is not nice. That's what's bothering him. Shebgodav tzvuim ve'einam noim meiri she'iker etzloi bigdei hachutz al ikar abegid v'alavush einei noisen liboi. So that's the rechminus. That's what the Malbim wants to say. Fragt die Gemara, leime tenine lo de tonne rabonnen, so am mischne zaraie, tu a bereise, tfilin merubas, haloche le moishe misinai. Vo om a rove betofron balachsunon. So me meile, we see that agula is no good, has to be square. Omar apope mas nisen da avide ki emguze. Emguze. Let us see Rashi. Betofen da balachsunon, kshu teufer beis moishovom, when he sews together the moishov of the tefillin, he sews it to the rest of the bayis, צריך לזוהר שלא יקלקל ריבון במשיחס חוט התפירה. They should make sure they should not be מקלקל ריבון by pulling the חוט התפירה too tight. So that's פשט בתופרון. When he is sewing it, כשהוא תופרון, that's number one. And number two, וצריך שאלם הלחס אין כלחוסוי. That it should have the diagonal should be a halachic the diagonal should have a halachic dimension of a kosher diagonal. So Rashi says, "Uchilchoso ishet edatei meruba." That's about etzba veroicha veboirech. She etzba shnechumshim balachsa. That it should be it's 1 2/5 balachs. Before we go further, let us see Taisvus. Petafron, Shutayfer Beis Moishavon, when he's sewing the Beis Moishav, Tzorch Lizer Shlayim Shechut Atvira Yais Medai Viskalkal Haribua, Wenn er dann pirisch ist, soll sie ja Tfar Atzmai Merube, dass der Tfir itself ist, der Bim Merube. The Goin explains that there's a Machloikis Rashi in Toisves in Menoches. And with this we'll understand the Machloikis Rashi in Toisves. Rashi holds in Menoches that the titura, the chelek atachtein of the tefillin which folds over, and that makes sure that the parshis don't fall out, that has to be oir echod with the rest of the batim. And Rashi says over there that so when you sew it up, you only have to sew up three sides, because that's what you have to attach. The fourth side, it's one oir. You don't have to attach that. So Rashi says, klor and menoches, that there's no ribua of the tvire. The tvire is three-sided. Toisvis holds there menoches, that it does not have to be oir echot. So memele, so you have to sew it on all four sides, that the titura should be attached. So memele, so that's the machloikis, Rashi and Toisvis. Rashi learns bitofron means when he's teufel, not the day. There's a din de tvire. There's no din ribur by tvire. It's only sown by three sides. And Toisvis learns bitofron with the tvire. He has to make sure that the tvire also has to be a tvire merubas. Now, so the Gemara wanted to say that we have a raya from our Mishnah to this baraisa that is a din ribua by tvire. So the Gemara says, Amar HaPope Masnisen Davide Ki Amguze. The Rishash makes a grais on our Rashi and explains the Rashi. Ki Amguze, so Nire De Kein Tzorech Loima, Agulois Ke Egois Uchebeye, Chotzoloima Ogul Kaduri, Avala gure ka adashe ogul shitri shaper domi. She wants to say like this, that our Mishnah says that if a person has a round tefillin, which is like a ball, like an egg, like a walnut, that's possible. But if someone will have something that's flat, it's round like a pancake, like an adashe, so it's not muchach from the, so there is no sakon, it's not, it doesn't come to a point, and it's, so there could be, there's no, our Mishnah isn't speaking about it. So to bring a raya from our Mishnah, that aloch is that the tefillin has to be merube, it's no raya. The Gemara just says, the Mishnah only says that it can't be round like a ball, or like an egg or a walnut. Look the Mishnah weiter. Ha'oimer yevorchucho toiven. Areizu derech haminus. Now what does this mean? Yevorchucho toiven areizu derech haminus. So Rashi says, She'enoi koilu rishoyim b'shvochei shel mokir. Does not want to include the rishoyim b'shvochei shel mokir. The Chachamim lomdu mechel b'no shereicha ra umona hakosuv bein samemone haktoiris shematzrichen hakosuv baharzo osom liyoison baguda echos. Agavuche, the Marsho in Kriso says, Gemara Darshan's kol tainish she'en bay mipoyshe Yisroel, not a good tainus. We see that the minig is that by Yom Kippur, before we start the davening of Yom Kippur, b'yeshiva shalmaylo, b'yeshiva shalmato, onu matirim lispalo im avoyonim. So that means even though the kol was goyzer on them, so they weren't tzatzkalach, that they're not allowed to come into shul, they're perish min hakol, and they didn't come to ask us, maybe it's Yom Kippur, maybe we can come in. But without anything, on the matirim lispalim avayonim fakert, and the Gemara learns out from the Chelbeno. So Agavurche, the Marshon Krisu says, it's a good limit from the Chalbana. The Chalbana is pshat, there was 11 Samamonim. So 10 good ones, so then you can add an 11th. So if you have a minion of Yireyim, then you can bring in the, don't make a minion with the Poishim together. You should have a minion of Yireyim, and then you bring in the Rishoy. Now, Dach Sechmer, pshat is that, Yivorchucha Toivim Areize Derech Minutz. So it's that Vachsmeh Pshat is if a person will say that they're not accomplishing anything. I mean, why do you have to have them? So we see from the Fakel, that's Minutz, we see from the Ktoiris Nitazoi something that Mitzad Atzmoi can have a Reyach Ra. But if you'll be mekasherit to Yud Samemonim, that's a nachas ruach with Rabbein Shalom. Rabbein Shalom, there's such an inyan, even though there's a reyach ra, but mekusher to Klal Yisrael, mekusher to Atzibo, akert, the his tefillah is achshivas, his brocha is achshivas. Now, if a person disagrees with this, no, yivarchucha toivim, what do you hear from him, what's his brocha? It's worthless, it doesn't have any cheshivas. So, reize derech minus. That's Tachsim Epshat in Rashi. The Teferis Yisroel asks on the Mishnah, he said, David HaMelech said, Vachsidecho yivarchucho. That's David HaMelech. It says, Yirei Hashem, Borchu es Hashem. So say, it seems that until him, we weren't so outreaching. Yirei Hashem, Bachsidech, Yivorchucha. So I saw the Taisus HaRosh says, the Taisus HaRosh also asked the Kashe. So the Taisus HaRosh says, but let's look at the beginning of the Pasuk. Yiduch Hashem, Kol Maisecha, Bachsidech, Yivorchucha. That means that we didn't say Chasidecha Yivorchucha. Kol Maisecha Bachsidecha Yivorchucha, but we're Koilo Gans Klal Yisrael. And on the second pasuk, what he asks, Tachsich Meir, it says, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hashem, Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem, Beis Alevi Baruch Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hashem. Tachsich Meir, the pasuk is telling us that we're speaking about the whole spectrum of Klal Yisrael, this base Yisrael, Yisraelim, Beis Arim, the Kahanim, Beis Halevi, the Levim, Yirei Hashem, Rashi says that's going on the Geirim. So we're speaking about that all the sugim, Kol Mi Shechune B'Shem Yisrael is a Yisrael, a Koyin, a Levi, a Ger, is Bochu Es Hashem. The Pasuk never spoke about what their matziv in Erlichkeit is. We're just speaking about how they became Yiddish. They became Yiddish, either they belong to a base Yisrael, they descend from Yidden, they descend from Kanan, they descend from Levim, they descend from Batim by Klal Yisrael, or through Yiras Hashem they became a Yid. What they are now, if they're Rishoyim or Tzadikim, I don't know if the Pasuk is speaking about that. I once said a Ha'orev, there's a Medrash in, I think in Metzayra, Omar Rab Levi Motzinu B'Tenach Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Kilusoi Shel Odom Rosha. The Ben Shem doesn't want the Kilus, the Shvach of an Odom Rosha. And it brings Reis Minateure al Sofom Yate. Speaking about a Metzore, so al Sofom Yate, Yisker Tzvosov. You can shut your mouth, Lo Yisaper Chasodov. Don't speak about the Chasodov of the Rebbein Shul. Rebbein Shul does not want your Shvach. Min HaNeviim, Vayihiyu Misaper Lemelech, Eisa Shehechya Es Hameis. Gehazi was relating to the Melech, the Mufsim, that Elisha had done. And then it says, Zois ha'isha v'zebna ashehechya. Then all of a sudden he's telling him, and then all of a sudden he points, this is the woman, and this is the ben ashenamis. So the Medrash says, what happened over here? Afilu b'soif ha'olam hisita ha'kodesh baruch hu kedei shelo yisaper oisei rosha b'shvochei shel ha'kodesh baruch hu chsiv l'rosha omar lakim malucho l'saper chukoi. So the Medrash says, the Rabbi Yisrael made a nes, you shouldn't have to talk about it, we don't need your shvochim. The Rabbi Yisrael made a nes and brought the Isha Ashenamis then, at that time, and Bna, Takerta, we don't need Rosh Omalakim Malach Olasapa Chukot. Sayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Bekiluson Shal Rishoy. So it could be that Mitzad Atzmon, when they're alone, the Rishon the Taka doesn't want, but when they're Mo'ugid with Klal Yisrael, the Rishon never said to be Makter Chelbene either. Is a Reyecha, but together with Klal Yisrael, just like others bring down Dachsmadi and Yaakov brings down in Krisus, that the Arovis are Nimshul Imbem Tamim Bereich, that's going on the Rishay Yisrael, he says. Together with the other minim, somehow then there's a shleimus, then they also can accomplish something. But after when they're together, if they're separated from Klal Yisrael, as a Rosh himself, a Rosh Omar ki malach ol esaper chukai, the Bnei Shlomo doesn't have any chofetz bekilusai shel Rosh. That lechayre is pshat in Rashi. Now, the Ran says over here, we'll see Taisus in a minute, but the Ran says, Yevachucha Toivim, that means, Kloima, Oysom She'ato Meitiv Lahem. You know, Rabbi Yisrael should give you brachas, those who you're meitiv to, those who have panose, Takata Taisus Arosh brings here, it says, Achalto, v'savoto, uberachto. Okay, that was a drosha. Rabbi Yisrael, you'll give sviya, they should bench you. V'savoto, then is a verachto. So the Ran says, a boy says man, ho yeshom minim, ma minim bebeis reshuyis. Echod meite ve'echod meiria. That there were two groups, other cell that there was Achman and Itzlon, two manhigim. There was a manig that's mate, and there was a manig that's Meria. So, Yivarchucha Toivim, the person is saying, Rabbi Nishlam, those who you are mate to, they should bench you, because you're their manig. The others, Nebuch, who don't have panose, well, they're under a different shlita, so they don't have to bench you. Now, Taisva says, Perish Shem Moitzi es apoishim in aklal, that's her Rashish, Yevachucha Toivim. Inami Mishum de Merzi Kishtei Rishuyis, Kloimer Elohim Toivim. Now, the Sifsei Chacham stels to the Ran, I don't understand how, according to the Ran, it's not Elohim Toivim, it's the Toivim, those who have Panosu, the Eibush is made of them, they should bench the Rabbeinu Shloilom. I think Taisvis learned Pshat Yevachucha Toivim, that Yevachucha is not, that is telling a Yid, who should bench you? Elohim Toivim. There's Elohim Toivim, there's Elohim Roim, and the Elohim Toivim should bench you. I think that's Pshat and Taisvis. Al Kan Tzipa Yagiyu Rachmecha. Al kanzipo yagir rachmecha. What does this mean? So Rashi says, Loshen hoive. Rachamecha magin al kanzipo. The Rachmanis of the Rabbeinu Shalom reaches out to the kanzipo. We see this from the mitzvah of Shiluach Hakam. Kachus v'rachim alein, it's Rabbeinu Shalom, just like you have Rachmanis on the kanzipor, have Rachmanis on us. V'al toiv yizocher shemecho, al toiv yisecho neidolecho. So that's, we will thank you when you do toivis with us. Moidim, moidim, oh, he said twice moidim, meshaskin oisoy. So in all these cases, we make sure you should keep quiet. We do not like the way he's davening. What does Rashi say? 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 Hamechane ba'arayis meshaskin oisoy. Hamechane ba'arayis is bigmore meforish shedoyrish Parshas Arayis Bekinoi. He explains the Parsha of Arayis, we shouldn't take it face value, it means something else. Voima loy erve mamish dibera kosov, elekina kosov burshainoi, vekora oisoi erve hamigale kloinovi, vekloini moi berat. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. If your father did something which is a dova mevuzet, don't be mefarsim it. Kine loshen hepech, shemahapech dibura, he's changing the mashmois of the dibur, l'shmach elignai. V'harbi yesh b'loshen chachomim b'sefri, isfali shivimish v'al ere b'ro'osi. B'ro'osam ho'yeloi loymer, o'shekina akosok, yeitzi b'dova, Yemiru es kvoidom betav nisher echeleisav kvoidi hoyo loyloyma ala shekina hakosav. So it was meshaskin oisai that if he wants to say such a pshat in the posik umizarecho leisitein lahavir lamoylech leisitein laabro bar miyuso Meshaskin oisoy benezife. Now, mizarcha leisiten lahavil amoyrech. So, the taich lahavil amoyrech is to give over to the moylech. There was an avodas amoylech. He learned pshat lahavir as a loshen ibul. Zera as a loshen shichva zera. Mizarcha leisiten. Lahavir, that you should not be boil an aramis. Loisitin laabro bar miyuso, that you should not be ma'aber an aramis. And she's gonna go and take the child that's gonna be born, put it lamoylech. So bekitzer, it's an iser to be boil an aramis. Is meshaskin oisoy benezife. Now here, we are more forceful when we tell him to keep quiet. We don't tell him, please keep quiet. We tell him a more sharper lotion. Now, what did he do so bad over here? Ha'ayma mizarcha leisitin lahavi lamoylech, leisovi alakusis v'toilid ben la'avodizor. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Mish'askin oise b'nezife, She'oiker ha'kosov mimashmoi, she'avoides choyk la'moirim, that means the pastor declares that he should not give over his son to the moilich, but that's avoides amoiri, la'aviv neim leitch, v'noisen koreis, l'bo'a la'kusis, m'chayv chatos ala shoygik, u'misiz bezden ala meizit, ba'asro, so this is it's very unclear what the Gevaldik Avel is over here. Rashi says, first of all, he takes away Pashta Dikro. So the Avodah Samoylech, he doesn't Pasuk Bechal doesn't speak about that. And he makes the Gevaldik a choymer of being boil akusis, that was achiv koris, killer, achiv komis is bezen, and amazed. And what happened before? Amachana barayis, also he said, Loy erbe mamesh diber akosef. He also was mafkiye pashte dekro. He said also a different pshat. And if we learn parshas arayis, so in there also says that there's a chiv koris. So before it was only meshaskin oisei. Here it's already meshaskin oisei benazife. It's unclear. Zuck the Gemara. Bishloimem, Maidim, Maidim, the Merzik is Teire Shuyes. That's an Avla, Maidim, Maidim. Bal Toiv Yizocher Shemech Onami, the Mashmala Toiv, and Bal Raloi. That one should thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Dafkan the Toiv, Atabi Sechon Oidolok. So Vaisis and Ra, there's no din Haido. Now we learn, Chayv Odom Levoich Ala Roki, Shem Shem Levoich Ala Toivim. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Kishtei Rishu Yeis, and Mekabel, Umayde, Ala Ha, Ache, Ala Ha. There's two Rishu Yeis, Umayde to this and to this. Ala Ro, Boruch Dain HaEmes, Ala Toivim, Boruch HaToivim HaMeitim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there's pshat in Pasuk, Tillim, in Halal. Tzora v'yoga in emtzo v'shem Hashem ekro. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says pshat, Tzora v'yoga, if Rachmona Nitzlon, a tzora happens, or v'yoga, emtzo, by me it's a metziah. Why is it a metziyeh? Because I know kol ma da'ovid rachmona letavovid. So this is letoiv. And this will be an opportunity of v'shem Hashem ekro, that I'll be mispalo better, I'll get closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. When a person, when things are going very good, as the Mesil Shishom says, ha'oishir is anasoyin, things are going very good. The Boruch Aleinu is not said with so much kavone. There's no need. Things are going good. When there's health, the Refrainu is not said with such kavone. The Chaim Volozhiner says, Tzor v'yogin emtzo v'shem Hashem ekro, that the Tzor and Yogin is a metziyeh, with this, I'll know that this is giving me an opportunity of v'shem Hashem ekro, to realize how helpless I am, how much dependent I am on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Is therefore chayv in the chayv onam levoich halo kishem shebevoich halo toiv, because this is also the toiv. Elo kantziba yagiyu rachamecho my time. What's wrong with this? This is a ganz feine tefillah. Pligi bo trei amiroi b'marove. So in Eretz Yisrael is a machlokes amiroi. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvid. Chad omar me shematol kine b'maise bereishis. V'chad omar me sheoise midoishov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmim ve'einom elo gzeiris. Zogt Rashi. Matul kine loima ala oifes chas, ala behemis vechayis eine chas. That's what he's saying. Al kan tzipo yagiyu rachmecho, and there there was a rachmonis. She being toilet in this mean. ואינם אל הגזירס מלך להטל עלינו אולוי לידיע שאנחנו עבודוב בשיימרי מצוויסו. There's a few pshatim in the Gemara. Actually, the lashon of Rashi is very much mashma the goyim that says pshat in this Gemara. Rashi would seem very much like the goyim. The goyim says we find there are two mitzvahs that have a broche of arichas yomim. That is the mitzvah of kibud av va'em and the mitzvah of shiluach hakam. So the goyin says there's a reason that these two mitzvahs have this haftocha of arichas yomim, because these two mitzvahs are opposites. He says the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is a mitzvah of rachmonis. Frat, when the parents get old and they get helpless and dependent, it's a mitzvah of rachmonis. That's the tzuras ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah of shiluach hakan is a mitzvah bachzoris. He brings from the Zohar Chodosh that when you take the mother away, you shalech the shalach, the mother gets an amuim deke matzev of zerbrochenkeit, and she cries and she wants to commit suicide. It's mamish amirdik achzoris. And he says there are people with different types of tchunas hanefesh. There's people that beteva arachmonim. So the mitzvahs which use these midas of rachmonis, so they're very mitzuyin in these mitzvahs. When it comes to a mitzvah which is against his grain, then he can't do it. How can he do it? I came to Mechias HaMolek by Shoal and the Kelatzayin, they couldn't do it. It was against their grain. He says, by Avraham Avinu, says, Ati Yodati Kirei Elikimato. So the Goyin says, because that was the Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu, he's going to say, Ragutu with Milas Chesed and those, but here there was a mitzvah of Achzorius. And he was Muchen to do, if this is Rotzen Hashem, so I'll be an Achzor also. My feelings do not control my actions. If the Rabbi Yishlom wants Achzorius, I'll be an Achzor. The Rabbi Yishlom wants Achmonus, I'll be a Rachmon. It could be that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says that Beinu Gzeres Melech Lahatel Oleinu Uloi Lohidia Shanachnu Avodo V'Shemre Mitzvoisov, that we're doing it als oil, not als convenience, als we are satisfying our emotions. That's one pshat. The Ramban brings down the Rambam and Meir Nevoichim. Rambam Meir Nevoichim says, Ki yesh le behemis daige gdoyle. Bein hefrish bein daiges ha odom le daiges ha behemis. The union of worrying. There's no difference between an animal and a human being. Ki ava sa'em livnei bitna inenu nimshach achei ha-seichel va-dibu, that does not originate from seichel, avolhim ipulas koyach ha-machshova metzuye be-behemis. So that is... So memele, so that's the Rachmonis. There's Rachmonis Alkan Tzipo Yagiyu Rachmecho. Hakel, that they should not be around when you're taking the bonim, they should not be around to witness, because it's the daig is meiredik. That's how the Rambam says pshat. What is pshat in the Gemara Teretz? The Gemara says, Sugyin osi kemande omar ki ein tam le mitzvis ala chayfet saboyre. So it seems the Rambam learned Pshat is a machlokes and Chazal are the mitzvahs for reasons. Are the mitzvahs for reasons, or the gzeiris, that's the Ratzon Hashem, without any reason. So, the Gemara answered, our Mishnah holds that there's no reason for the mitzvahs. And the Rambam feels this, aber v'anachnu machzikim shi b'chol ha-mitzvahs tam. So, our Mishnah is, actually, shall I leave it, the Hilchah said. The Ramban says there's no such machlekes. If there's reasons for the mitzvahs, or the gzeres ha-melech, the lekul alma yesh tam le-mitzvahs. The kavonas gemara seinu, he says, but you have to, the zichra tam, but you are not pinpointing the tam. Shleichasa keil al kan sipa, so when shum the name rachmonis am the kan sipa, shein rachmov magiin bebalei hanefesh abahamis Lemnoya oisonu milaseis bahem tzocheinu. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the priority, the koyach, that if our necessity will confront the tzar of a behemoth, so our necessities come first. They're it's tachas in our bottle to our necessities. The Torah would ask a shechita if we would have to cheshbon with their feelings. Avotam amniya lelamed oisonu midas arachmonus v'sheloinis achzer ki achzoriyis dispashit benefesh ha'odo. So memele. So that what it says, Einam Rachmanis Elegzeris, Einam Rachmanis Aleihem Elegzeris Bonu Adrichenu Olame Deisonu Hamidis Atoivis. That means we should not build in ourselves the Midis Achzorius that we would go and shech the Bonim and take the Bonim in front of the aim and have a deaf ear to the anguish we're causing her. So it's not that Rabbi Shalom had Rachmonis on the Kansipa, the Rabbi Shalom wanted to be Madrich us, Bemidis Toivis, not Bemidis Achzorius. That's how the Ramban says Pshat. It's very interesting, Chuvis Chsam Seifa, and Rechaim and Simen Kuf, he says, according to the Ramban, what will be if I don't need the Bonim? So Stamuzoi to send away the mother, there's no mitzvah in that. That means if I need the bonim, so my mail the Torah was matel etzolcha yodam. So to shech them, to take them. So, but don't do it in an oifen of achzorius that the mother should witness what you're doing. But what if I don't need the bonim? So there's no mitzvah to send away the aim. El achzorius nami of it. The Mitzayah Balechayim al Magon, Legar Hashem al Boneo, the Tzar Balchayim de Reise, the Rak Lutzercha Odom ut the Tzar Balchayim, Remenu Lutzercha Odom Achzor Yisi. So the Chassam Sofer says, according to this Rambam, there's no mitzvah to send them away, unless you want the Bonim. So the Gemara weiter, Kahu de noch is kami de rabbe. Oma ato chastal kanzipe ato chus berachim oleinu. Oma rabbe kame yoda haime rabbonon le retsuye le mori. Ah, he knows how to David. Oma lei abaye bo mishaskin oisait nan. The mission says mishaskin oisait. The rabbe lechdudi labaye de boi. Rabbi just wanted to see the Abai is on his, he's holding cheshbon. This is a very modern Gemara. What's pshat? It was a beautiful tzlach. The tzlach says that Rabbi said like this, that you know what's pshat, al kan tzipa yagiu rachamecho. You know what he's saying? He's saying like this. He
he's coming with a tiny to Rabbi Shlom, Rabbi Shlom, and the Kanzipa, you have Rachmanis. And on me, you don't have Rachmanis. No, where's the Yosha? So there, the din is Meshaskin, I say. If a person wants to be Meir Rachman, Rabbi Shlom, just like you have Rachmanis on the Kanzipa, that's what this person said, Chusno Leino, the Mensch hat doch gerät. So Rabbi said, that's beautiful. I forget, he's Meir Rachman, Rabbi Shlom, he's bringing, like we say, Krachim over Bonim, we use Eifanim mit Meir Rachman. So Rabbi said, that's very good. That's what Rabbi said. So Abaye said, the Mishnah says, Meshaskin Oisai. He says, if it matters what he said later, so why is Meshaskin Oisai? It says in the Mishnah, Kanzipa Yagiyu Rachmecha, he didn't say further, Yev Rachmanis. So now let's see what he says further. If he says, just like Yev Rachmanis, Adem Yev Rachmanis on me, so it's good. If he says, no, and what's with me? So what, but as soon as he says, Kanzipa Yagiyu Rachmecha, is Meshaskin Oisai right away, so why is this Pshad is a Krumim Pshad, whatever he says, because it's Tal Kanzipa, it's not Yagiyu Rachmecha. See, that the Gemara says, Tak, Eloch, do the Labai. Ahud, noch is Kami, the Rabbi Hanine. Omar, Akel, Agodel, Agiber, Vanoira, Adir, Vachosek, Vamets. Omar, Lei, Siamtinu, Lishvochecho, Lishvochi, the Morach, you finished all the Shvochim of the Rabbi Nishla. Hasht, Anit, Los, Ilab, the Kasvino, Moishe, Beir, Reis. Rashi says, the Kasvino Moshe Beteira Kelagol Agiba Vanirish Lisafonim Achigner Sagdele Besefer Ezra Vatala Keino Akel Agodul Agiba Vanirish Shemer Abris Vachese. The Maral the Perik Aleph of Gurus Hashem says, the Pasuk says as follows, Mi yimalel gburus Hashem yashmi yekol tehilose. So, he says, the Pasuk is telling us that Mi yimalel gburus Hashem, for two reasons, one cannot say yashmi yekol tehilose. Number one, we cannot understand lamed al hagvura atzmo, kame godel gburas maiso. In the Eichus, we do not have a picture of Mi Yamalo Gvuras Hashem. It's a Gvuras Sha'in Soif. So in the Eichus of Maisei Hashem, Mi Yamalo. Yashmiya Kol Tehilosoi, and in Kamus, Kol Tehilosoi, we also are unable to do it. So that's what he told him, Amoshel. He told them, a marshal, the melech shahoya elef, loy elef, alfe alofim, dinrei zov, imekalsen oise be elef, dinrei keser. So pshat is that there's a double chesorim. In eichus and in kamas, he says he has keser, but he has zov. And he has elef, alfe alofim, he says he has elef. So saying kamas and saying eichus, you're not praising him. Ba'ata Yisrael. Let us see Taisvis. Amnei Shoyse Midoisu Shakadish Bochu Rachmin Behem Einam Elegzeris. Koshe Lohrab Rabochonam Amashe Yosa Dakaler Bikdushoso Shano Emrim Yem Beis Shal Pesach Tzotko Oisevez Bnoi Yem Echot Baltishchetu. The Mashme Shotzloim Shakadish Bochu Chosal Oisevez Bnoi Vu Eine Elegzeris. Zotko weiss als de Zitkis, oisi ves benoi, that's why it's like Sishchetu. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar, Rabbi Chanina, hakel bidei shamayim, chutz meyire shamayim. That's not bidei shamayim. Shanem abati yisrael mo Hashem lekecho, shel miimoch kim leyiro. Bechlal, the yire milse zutra sehi, he, the Gemara ain't, Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu milse zutra sehi. Moshe l'odom, שמבקשים ממנו כלי גודל, ויש לוי די מעולוב ככלי קוטן. קוטן ואין לוי די מעולוב ככלי גודל. Now this is a very schwer gemore. In the gemore is a kashe, מו השם לוקח ראשו ממלכים לירו. So it's a מו, what is it? It's big things, it's not an easy accomplishment. אין לגבי מוישה רבינו מלסה זוטר סהי. אבל הוא ספיקן תקלל ישראל. So, the Goyen says פשעת, the Goyen says, in פוסק it says, אוי אמונס, איתך חייסן ישוע איש חוכמוס ודעס, ירס השם היצורוי. So, the Goyen says, this פוסק is speaking about 6 miles. Amune and other milus and the epitome of the milus is das. And if you have these milus, so yire is take boy yire Hashem yitzoroi. I mean, then the yire after these hakores and milus, so yire is take milsa zutlasi. So the Goyen says that we're speaking about the der deye. The der deye, that they had all these milas, so therefore, yira was takim el sezut. See, the gemara means legabe moishe, that means the der that was legabe moishe, the der that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to, it's takim el Hashem lekecha shel miimach. So legabe them, it was takim el sezut. See, that's what the Goyen says, pshat. They bring from the Arizal, a little different type. Arizal said that when they witnessed being in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu and seeing the Kedusha and Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu, so then one was able to be Shoyev Yira Shemayim from them. So Memele Legabi Moshe being together and watching his Anhoges, Tmilsa Zutrasi. Let us see, חוץ מירא שמיים, צפרשי אויסא מסורי בדי אודם, שהוא עצמא עם מייכן ליבי לקח, היא אסתא בי מייכן ליבי, אף אגב שיחילס ביודוי, לא הוכן לבבינו אלו, ודברים שלום כדודי סורסו, דחסיב איני כחיימי ביד היצא, כן אתם ביודי בייס ישראל, ובואי מעשי רוי ועשי רייס ישראל, ואבן מבשרכם, אבל על קופונם, it's the Rabbi Shalom doesn't do it. Hakel bidei shamayim chutz meyire shamayim kosh the beperke lo naris amrinin hakel bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim apachem benire. So speaking about 2 different things. Doch amari betel de saodom, how the person the milus the person will have when he's created. Yechocham aytipish ane ayosher kiber aycholosh. Da'kel nigzar olav chutz min ha'yire. Tachsiv al yisalo o sheboshre v'gibir gugurosoi, ki mizoy yisalo misalo haskel v'yedei oisi. That means that all these milas, he was given these milas. A gibir and osher, so mail is nothing to pat himself on his back. Mizoy yisalo misalo, that was his own accomplishment. The Gemara Subis is speaking about things that are not how he was created, but Milus of Hasreinus. What will occur with him? Whatever will occur with him. Chutz mitzinim opachim. Perish akir v'achoyim, that means that by sicknesses or something, that's ולא קושי מאוד אכסיב ובני קורוסי מי ימי, תוך היפירושים שכנת בפעם אחת, תכסיב בראש הפוסק, מה שלך כך חפיתים, then it's ובני קורוסי מי ימי, אבל סתם הזוי, a person can protect himself. וגם לא קושי מאוד אכסיב אין להסתמך המוסי, דהי בו עברי דרוכים בו, there that a person is stuck in a דרך, and he has no protection, ואין להסתמך המוסי, תתק הזוי. אבל כל זמן שהוא בבייסוי, ועד היוכל הוא לנוצל ממנו, this is ביודי.